Satnam, hello.
Hi, Guru Atma.
Guru Atma?
Yes.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you.
Is anybody else on?
Yes,
Satnam. Harinder from New Jersey.
Okay, God bless you, dear.
How are you? You're going to get some snow soon. Yeah, we have 19 inches of snow.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Satnam, this is Kehad Kar.
Who is this?
Kehad Kar from Alexandria, Virginia.
Hi, Kehar. Welcome.
Hi. We're snowed in today. We're snowed in today.
Oh, brother, I heard you really had a lot of stuff there. And
yes.
I thought you signed up for the soul listening class.
I did.
Pleasure. We're looking forward to having you.
Well, I'm excited to do it.
Good. Okay, so let's sit straight. Palms together at the center of the chest.
Hi, Inder Kar.
Welcome, dear.
Good morning.
And begin long, deep breathing. Long, deep breathing. Eyes focused at the third eye point. Go really deep within. Mother City Chun says, that's where I live. Go really deep. Use your breath. And now inhale to begin. Again, heart breath. That is on the exhale. Feel like the breath is coming out of your heart. Now begin to connect your heart breath with everybody in this class, both on the telephone and on the recording. Now he says to please send your heart breath to all the people who need it. That's a lot of people. So keep up the breath. please include the Haitians in their rebuilding or in their keeping up. And he also says, please send it to those who are the products of famine. Feel united in the oneness. Now inhale, hold, and send your love. Send that beautiful heart expression to them. And exhale. Well, welcome, everybody. Excuse me. Let's see. Today is February the 10th, 2010. And Bubba City Chund is giving you a huge, huge hug. It's a very sensitive hug. It's an amazing hug because what he's doing is he's recognizing each one of you, your total depth, where you are now, where you have been for lifetimes, and how you are developing into your destinies. And he says, congratulations, dears. That is a long journey. He says, good work. He says, and keep up. He says, today he wants to talk about heart. Oh, and he says, while you do this, if you can manage, he knows that you have telephones to deal with, but if you can put one or both of your hands over your heart, that would be wonderful. He says, heart is an extraordinary vehicle. He says, don't ever get caught in any conception that your heart only belongs to you and it doesn't belong to anybody else. Excuse me. Never feel that it doesn't belong to anybody else or that it's not connected to all that there is. He says, that's our secret. And he says, it's like an Easter egg hunt. This is what you have been living on this earth for lifetimes to discover. He said, Wahey Guru. He says, I think finally some people are discovering it. And he's very proud of you. So, let me just listen for a minute. He says, heart breath is magnificent. He says, it's a wonderful clearing, excavating, and projecting mechanism for this gorgeous energy that comes through you. He says, you have to understand that every person is like a vehicle, is like a factory, that takes in the prana and he calls it the emotions and the needs of the universe, and you process it through your own system, and then, especially when you do this heart breath, he says, you have processed it. You have processed all this energy so that it comes out into one very beautiful format. And he's showing it to me, and I don't know if any of you have ever seen treacle, which is a British, sweet syrup. It's like treacle that atomizes like an ambrosial scent. He says, get to know that in your own heart. He says, it is so very special, so very wonderful. And it is what has been called by the ancients. He says, it is this nectar. He says, there are other ways to experience nectar as well, but he wants you to understand that this energy that flows from your unobstructed heart, he says, is nectar. And that's how you feed not only yourself, but you feed others. And he says the best thing to do is to keep it flowing, because if you don't keep it flowing, it gets backed up, and it turns into like a little cesspool. And he says, that's very stinky. You don't need that. So what you're saying is that things like hurts, griefs, imagined, let's see, you call it imagined, dispositions, in other words, blockages, old-time habits, reservations, and so on, stop the flow. And he says it makes you very sad, very angry, very annoyed. And he says, why? Why do you need that? He says, that's not too satisfying. He says, please switch. Just please switch and allow this very genuine, very deep satisfaction to flow through you. And as you do, understand that the product that flows through you has an incredible, unlimited effect on the universe, on your earth, and on the universe. He says, you know, you're having this problem with global warming right now. And he says, that's because of these CO2 emissions from, well, you know where they come from. And he says it is affecting the entire atmosphere of this gigantic Earth that you're on. He says hundreds of years ago, people could not fathom that they could actually change this planet as human beings. Could not fathom it. He says, well, now you see the results in a very physical way. He says, now. He says he wants you to take, well, he wants me to understand this, that he's going to call it the heart emissions. Your heart emissions have an incredible effect on your planet and beyond. He says, please have no misgivings about it. He says the emissions, he's calling it emissions or the productions from your heart, have a much greater resonance, a much greater effect, it's kind of, than you could possibly imagine on this physical level. He's actually showing me, a billiard table. And he says, this is how it works. He says, your heart breath comes out and it strikes one ball, and then the next ball strikes another one, and 10 more, and so on. It is progressive. He said, it's not atom for atom, so to speak. He says, it is like one atom finally affects 10,000 atoms, so to speak. And then it, this action has a capacity to fold back into you, so that it. He says, you know what's called a self-fulfilling prophecy. He says, as you send out this heart energy, he says it comes back to you 100 and more fold. He says you put yourself in a circulating pattern of this beautiful heart energy. He says, you know, the oceans circulate. He says, this heart energy circulates. He says, but don't get guilty if you forget it sometime. Oh, no, he says. No, that's just the way things work. He says, instead of getting guilty, you say, oh, no, I just forgot. So here we go. Now we're going to use our heart some more. We're going to clear out our own pain, our own misgivings, our own anger, and help those around us. He says, and just get it going again. He says, it's really no big deal. He says, it's not a problem. He says, it's fun. He says, you jump in here with me, and we'll have so much fun. He says, and now he's blessing you, so please breathe. And he says the blessings are the products of the heart energy that's coming back to you from the universal right now. Just breathe with it. Oh, heart breath, please. just receive it through your whole body. Allow it to penetrate every morsel of your own body, your own integrity, your own energetic system, your consciousness. And allow it to breathe out. Allow this beautiful nectar to breathe out through your heart. All the angels and saints have come to sit around and enjoy this fest. Keep breathing. He says, and that's what you do when you do this. He says, you call them all in, and you just have to enjoy. He says, why not do it? Everybody loves it. He also wants you to know, keep up the breath. He also wants you to know that this is the essential method of healing. And healing means bringing back into balance, bringing back into fortitude, he calls it. In other words, a strength or an integrity. Breathe. And feel it penetrating every cell of your body, every morsel of your mind and consciousness. He says, now be really satisfied. Yummy. He says, be totally satisfied. Yum. And he says, it's yours and nobody can take it from you, no matter what they do. So there. Breathe. And inhale. And exhale. He says, I love you all. So, so much, individually and collectively. He says, please believe me. Believe me, he says. Okay, so now he's saying, does anybody have a question, a clarifying question about this?
I have a question.
Yeah. Ender?
Yes. Well, I don't know if it's a question or just a confirmation about the heart breath, which I experienced this last week. I had the anniversary of my dad's passing.
Oh, uh-huh.
And, you know, I was upset and crying, weepy, you know, for a couple of days, and I had some time off. And when I came home, I realized I had two choices, like a fork in the road. I could either pick, you know, the grieving thoughts and the poor me thoughts, or I could pick the other thoughts, the higher vibrational love thoughts, and think about my dad's passing as in, you know, it was a love event, basically, and it was okay, and I'm safe, you know, all of that, but more from a higher vibration and living from that higher vibration in the context of his passing. Mm. So I placed him higher, and I actually placed him in my heart.
Oh, really?
And I did heart breath for him, too, when I did that.
You had a what?
I did heart breath.
Oh, good. Uh-huh.
And I placed him there rather than thinking, poor me, and going that road. I picked the higher vibration of the love space of all of the universe together, right?
Oh, and, wonderful.
And so is this what he's talking about today?
It's exactly what he's talking about. Exactly. And now please describe the result of that.
I felt great, and all week I felt like I've grown. I felt higher vibrational, and I have a new perspective now that I feel like I'm coming more from a love space in general, and all effect when I'm at work, when I'm at play, and I just feel much, like I say, I feel like I've grown and feel much more grounded.
Isn't that fabulous?
It is fabulous.
Oh,
it is.
Good. Are you totally grateful for it?
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. I love heart breath, and I love the, it was like another gift my dad's passing gave to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he gave me a lot of gifts, and this was a great, wonderful gift. And I know I gave it to myself. I chose.
Mm-hmm. How wonderful. Okay. So you made it a celebration rather than a separation.
I did. First I separated, and then I celebrated.
All righty then.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Because the passing of a parent is a very profound event, and it's wonderful how you consciously created this very beautiful relationship. And when you did that, did you actually feel his presence?
You know, I can't say I did or not. I know when I was meditating, I felt a lot of warmth around me, around the front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him in my dreams or anything. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't make it any more or any less effective.
Got it.
I just
you are
know
right on.
That he's there, and, you know, I just wish him the best and to go and do his thing.
You what?
I just wish him the best and to go and do his thing. I felt like I let him go because it's not my job to keep him down, you know, by my negative thoughts. So I released my heart and his, and I kind of felt the unlocking of my heart and it expanding.
Oh, how wonderful. Thank you so much, dear. We appreciate that. And we also celebrate with you.
Thank you.
He says, Baba Siddhichan says, I was there.
I know he was.
He was hugging you, and so was your dad.
Yes, and thank you, Baba Siddhichan.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And does anybody else have a clarifying question or comment?
I do.
Who is it?
Ruth Andre. Ruth Andre from Los Angeles.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My question is the same thing about grief, but my grandmother passed, I guess, in the summer, and at some time or another, I can always kind of understand exactly why, and but most times, whenever I can think of her or consider her, I start crying, and I haven't been able to quite get past
the separation.
I guess that's what it is.
Okay, now Baba Siddhichan is saying, he says, don't worry, Ruth. He says grief is a natural part of human growth, so do not get down on yourself if you feel the grief. Okay. Do not get down on yourself. He says, your grandmother was quite precious to you. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And it feels as though her passing tore a place out of your heart?
What is that?
It feels as though her passing tore a place out of your heart?
I guess so, yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay. So now he's asking you right now to see your grandmother and begin sending her heart breath. And everybody else join in, okay? This is what he means by it's a shared healing. Everybody join in and send heart breath. Open up big. Keep doing it. Grandmother is quite a powerful woman, wasn't she?
Yes, ma'am.
Keep up the heart breath. Keep up. She says you are very beautiful. She has been very focused on you. And so let all of her and your worries about you, let them just go in the heart breath. Understanding that you are taken care of. And that even without a body, she can, her beautiful, powerful, supportive energies can flow right through you. She says, you can inherit my energy. Good. She's a very grounded woman, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep breathing. It feels as though that's actually what she wanted to impart to you, her groundedness. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
So, very earthy. I always considered her kind of like a Mother Earth. She's very,
right.
I don't know.
That's true. Okay, so as you do heart breath, allow yourself to inherit her Mother Earth energies. And be very grateful. You are not separated from them anymore. That was an illusion. Breathe and let those, that wonderful, yummy groundedness and earthiness come through you. And as going out, heart breath. It has, then your heart breath actually has a much more solid vibration. When I say solid, what I'm talking about is like the bass notes come in. Keep up, everybody, keep up. Let it fill out your grief. Good. And how are you feeling now, Ruth?
I'm definitely feeling more. I guess it's a very consolidated feeling in my heart.
Yes.
It's a strength.
Yes, and that's what she's giving you. That's what she's passing along as her inheritance to you. Yes. And so Baba Siddhi Chand says, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that magical? He loves it.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's asking you to keep up in your association with your grandmother and doing this breath and really realizing what's going on here. Okay?
Yes.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mom.
Yes. Yes, he's hugging you. Okay, so, and he's also sending his love to everybody. He said, haven't we had a merry time today?
Yes.
Okay, so everybody, he says, don't forget. He says, after this phone call, I'm not disappearing. He says, no, I'm there. Okay? So everybody, now bring your palms together as we come to the close of the sacred energy. Palms together. And inhale. May the long time sun shine upon you. All love around you. And the pure light within you. Guide your way on. Guide your way on. Guide your way on. Inhale. Sat Nam. And feel your coziness with everybody. Yum. Okay, that's your ambrosia for the day, and it will last forever. God bless you all. Sat Nam. Bye-bye.
Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.